Mike Ilitch certainly left his mark on downtown Detroit, and there are those who found a lot to criticize in the way he did that, the way the Ilitches acquired downtown properties, maintained the properties, and financed their arenas. Let's turn now to Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lesenberry. And Jack, we see this all the time when someone of this stature dies. There's a tendency to lionize the person or to criticize. Where do you see Mike Ilitch's reshaping of downtown Detroit on that spectrum?
Well, I see some of both. I mean, it has to be said that Mike Ilitch was starting to do things long before anybody else did. I think his revitalization of the Fox Theater, his restoration of that, was a big plus for Detroit, and it may have gotten some other things going. On the other hand, a lot of people raised eyebrows at his insistence on taxpayer support of his stadium projects. People would say wry things about, it's a fine world when people who are in poverty are being forced to subsidize the billionaire's playpen. And there are still people to this day who are very upset that Tiger Stadium, the original Tiger Stadium, was not renovated and was in fact torn down. And that's something that Mr. Ilitch, as he was called, insisted on.
Jack, was he there to make money or to help Detroit? Which was tops for him?
Mike Ilitch actually told a friend of mine when the Fox Theater was opened for a press tour after being renovated that if it helped Detroit, that was a great thing. But he was interested in making money. He was very candid on that occasion, and he never made any bones about it. You might wonder, after he'd made all this money, why he wanted more. Well, that's what people who made a lot of money did. And Mike Ilitch got the state of Michigan to kick in a lot of money in terms of bonds for the Joe Louis Arena. Now, it also has to be said that Mike Ilitch was really responsible for reviving the Red Wings. He bought them for only $8 million back in 1982, and he didn't have to put up any of his own money initially. And the Red Wings at that time were sort of a disgrace and a joke. They were called the Dead Wings and other things you can't say on the air. And he poured a lot of money. He cared about sports. He cared about bringing home franchises to Detroit. And he poured a lot of money into both the Wings and the Tigers, the Wings with rather more success. So in terms of building sports franchises that would make Detroit proud, it's very hard to quarrel with what Mike Ilitch did.
But what price do you think the city and its taxpayers paid for Mr. Ilitch realizing his very specific vision of a sports and entertainment hub around the Fox Theater?
Well, it's a great question and one for which there's no specific answer. Now, one economist who I've quoted on more than one occasion said if you want to help a city, you're better off dropping $20 bills from a helicopter than building a sports arena. And all sorts of studies have shown that they don't really revitalize the neighborhood. People come from the suburbs. They go to the game. Singles might go to a bar either before or afterwards. Mainly, they come and they go home. But it is still a cultural point of the city, and what they're trying to do now, of course, what Dan Gilbert is trying to do is having critical mass of putting a soccer stadium within walking distance of a baseball stadium, a football stadium, and what will be a great hockey and basketball arena. The jury's out on that. So while they are good amenities to have, evidence is lacking that they really contribute to a city's bottom line.
And as all of this was being done, we did see, for example, the Madison Lennox Theater, as an example, properties that suffered because of that Ilitch vision.
Well, that's right. And, again, you can argue both ways. You can say, well, because they're putting together a critical mass, what Mike Ilitch did helped revitalize downtown, helped spruce up other things. But it also chokes off other development in some cases. And there's been a tendency in Detroit, I think, to try to look for a great savior. Henry Ford was the person who initially made Detroit a big city. And then we've had, at various times, Peter Karmanos for a minute, Mike Ilitch, now Dan Gilbert. And while these folks, what they are doing may or may not be good for the city, they're not Mother Teresa. They're in this to make money. And, of course, it became the Ilitch family enterprise. And you had almost like a royal family. There were all these stories about feuds within the family. And some of the members were up and some of the members were down. But they're in it to make money. Of course, capitalism is what has built America. And Detroit is here because a guy named Henry Ford figured out how to make a whole lot of money by building cars on an assembly line. But to see what they're doing as primarily altruistic is a mistake. And to look at everything they want to do as something that's automatically going to benefit the city and the taxpayers in the county has also been proven to be a mistake.
Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lesenberry. As always, Jack, thank you so much.
My pleasure.